The views, information, or opinions expressed on the Scullagan podcast are solely those of our hosts and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees. This podcast is general in nature and for informational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional mental health or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This episode of Scullagan is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions which make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. Welcome in, gang, to another episode of Brothers in Balance. I'm Mike Frazier. I'm here with my trusty sidekick, Russell Sable. And he is looking quite like Grizzly Adams today, if anyone out there is old enough to remember what Grizzly Adams looked like. So welcome in, brother.
Well, actually, you know, it's Christmas, so it's Kris Kringle.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You better dye that beard, bro.
Well.
Better get some white in there.
Some white?
White.
Man, a little emphasis on the W there.
Don't start. Well, it's been forever since I've seen you.
Well, it's been forever since we've recorded.
Yes, it has. Well, you've been on this thing this year of this
we did record.
But you've been on vacation every time I turn around.
Yeah, well, we did record over the summer once, and we had some technical issues.
We cut the
episode, and now here we are, finally.
Here we are.
The world has been wanting to know where we've been. So where have we been, Mike? We've all been working like the rest of society itself.
Hey, a little busy. And trying to keep our heads above water.
Yeah.
You know, in this build back better economy, you know, we're trying to just keep our heads above water, right?
Yeah,
that might lose a few listeners. I don't know. But, well, I'm glad to see you, and I'm glad to see you again, and I'm glad to see you that you're well and that you're pretty jovial.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run into all this traffic on the way here?
I did. That's why I was like 10 minutes late.
Yeah, well, you know.
Even in the morning at 6:30 in the morning, there's more traffic. And I'm like, where are these people going? They're not going to work.
No, they're not. And I went to go three places today, and I did stop to drink a few beers with James. But I went to drop off some things, and I was just, it took me forever to get back here. And I was maybe 5 minutes from this office. Took me 20 minutes to get here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you've got to be joking me. So we talk about stress all the time. And today's topic, we're going to focus on an often overlooked but extremely critical issue is men's mental health and well-being during the holidays. So I'll open this thing up. The holiday season, while festive, can be a challenging time for many, particularly men. Over 6 million men are diagnosed with depression every year. Research from the APA, American Psychological Association, shows that men are less likely to recognize and seek help for their mental health issues, a concern that can be heightened during the holidays due to societal pressures and expectations. I've had a lot of that going on here recently, some change in our own family. And even with my family in Tennessee, so we won't be going in this year, and which has thrown it affects my dad. He's really worried about it. My mother's suffering from a few things right now, and of course, my wife is suffering from a few things right now, and we're just trying to do it in a way that is, you know, not so stressful on everyone.
Right.
We know that going in for the holidays would be pretty stressful on mom, and, you know, we're trying to look at it from a direction of what's best. But what's best for us, you know, what's best is so subjective, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's best for me, what's best for you. And my dad even made a comment to me, said, well, you know, well, your mother really enjoys doing all those things. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, you know, mom really humps and hustles during the holidays. Do I really want to put her through this right now? And of course, my wife, Star, with all the medical appointments we have coming up, even Christmas week, I didn't want to lay it on her. So I'm trying to balance two things. You're trying to look out for people, and then at the same time, you're trying not to make anyone upset during the holidays.
Oh yeah,
it's really weird. It's a tough place to be.
Mm. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah, this time of the year is a time of compromise, in my opinion.
Perfectly stated. Yeah. Not saying better.
I mean, granted, my mom, she's out traveling left and right for her job and trying to have balanced time between my dog. So she's staying healthy, but also going over and seeing the girlfriend and getting shopping done all at the same time is beyond stressful.
Yeah.
And even working at the same time, you know, everybody's going to have stress at work left and right. So, but now here we are on the holidays, you have to tack that on. And because you're like, at the same time, you have to work, but then you're like, all right, well, I need to find time to go shopping. I need to find time to go see family. Or if you have travel, if you have time for traveling, if you're going to go see somebody or go see family, you have to tack all that in at the same time of how long you can be there and when to go and when to leave. And
especially if you're trying to split it between two families.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be here at a certain time. And I really do very poorly with schedules. I don't like to know that I'm got to be somewhere at a certain time. Mm-hmm. It actually adds a layer of stress to me. I'd rather just get there when I get there. But that doesn't work so well when everyone wants to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Like this year, this is my first year that I have more than one Christmas party to go to.
Oh, wow.
It's not fun. It's stressful because I'm like, there's a girlfriend decided that she wanted to have a Christmas party at her house, so we're like, all right, we'll plan that. But then she turns around and she goes, well, we have this other Christmas party to go to. We just had our company Christmas party last Friday. That was a lot of fun. And then on top of that, we have family Christmas parties to go to. So it's like even more parties to go to.
Obligations.
How are we going to fit all this in down the stretch coming into Christmas
and
Day?
And rushing
Christmas.
About and having to do all this. And
yeah, you feel very stressed when it's coming through because you're trying to get everything done. But then you just, you know, and once you start stressing and once you start rushing, that's when things hit the ceiling.
I think it doubles up on a lot of people this time of year, of course, and I think especially men. We've talked about this multiple times, how men are just not so as expressive as about it. You know, you and I just had a conversation prior to this about, and I expressed to you some issues I have going on with the health of my wife and all, and those are weighing heavily on me. And trying just, you know, for lack of better terms, keep your shit together this time of year is becoming very difficult. Then you get out, and I'm trying to get back here because I know we have our podcast. And I'm, oh my gosh, me and road rage, I'm like, ah, it's not good for me to have guns in the truck. I mean, because you've always got in the back of your mind, if I have to, I will. But it's
not so sure it's good to say that. But
well, hey, it is what it is. I'm licensed. But the point is, yeah, maybe it might not be. And we'll cut that out maybe. But the whole point is it's, and you made another statement, which is very, and I've seen this a lot lately. There's a lot of layoffs this time of year, a lot of things, hours being cut, layoffs. I'm seeing that, you know, not only due to the economic, you know, there's a little bit of instability there, depends on who you listen to, but I pay attention to the true market, and the true market is really flabby right now. It's all over the place. A lot of people are getting laid off. A lot of people are, you know, getting cut, their hours cut. And this adds another layer of stress on that financial side of things to where, how am I going to buy this? How am I going to, and you may have already taken on obligations and say, you know, you're going to pay this off by this amount of time. So all of these things sort of coalesce to just really get under our skin and maybe exacerbate problems we've already got going on.
Yeah. You brought up, you know, layoffs and trying to pay for things, but see, the thing that I've started to realize, and Stephen was talked about during Thanksgiving, is the price of things have gone up tremendously.
Yeah.
So even thinking about all the moms and dads or families out there trying to get toys or little gimmick stuff for all their kids and whatnot, I know it can be beyond stressful. I know it's a little harder for my mom right now, because none of us kids told her what the hell we wanted.
Well, I know what I'm getting you. You're easy to buy for.
Yeah. Well, so I know my parents are trying to wonder what my sister and my brother and his wife are wanting for Christmas. But at the same time, it's like, well, we're adults. Just get us adult stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
We're not kids.
Or
anymore.
A gift card, man.
Yeah. Or a gift card.
Or cash.
Seems to be a bigger thing these days.
Cash.
Yeah.
That's what we've started doing. You know, even my dad said that the other night. You know, he keeps trying to pry out of me what I want for Christmas. And I'm like, nothing really. you know, and he made the comment about gift cards and cash. It does make it a lot easier. I mean, Tyler, our son, just turned 31. And what do you buy a 31-year-old that they're not already buying for themselves? You know, where you know what I mean? And I know that a haircut is definitely not on your Christmas list, right?
It is after Christmas.
Really?
I got to give the toys out first, you know?
Yeah, well, I had to finally lock mine off. Right.
It might turn white before Christmas with all the stress that's going on.
It's got a long ways to go.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's got a ways to go.
There's already a little few more whites showing up in the beard now, so.
About time. About time. And, but, you know, we talk about it all the time. We talk about stress. And then, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, and that's why I included it in this, about the holiday blues.
Yeah.
You know, you got this whole, what is it called? Sad seasonal, what's that called, Grace?
What, seasonal depression?
There you go. Seasonal depression. Yes. Yeah, you got sad. It's called sad. And you know, because of the time changes, and it's darker earlier, and it's colder outside, and it's gloomier. My gosh, this time of year just seems to be kind of loaded with crap that'll bring you down if you allow it.
Yeah, especially those that are single or have someone that they are no longer with.
Yes.
Or have someone that's no longer with them.
Right. And you know, we just spoke about that earlier. You know, we both have a friend that lost someone. This will be his first Christmas without his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just had a brief encounter with him today, a quick lunch, and talking about that. And, you know, he's holding up very well, but thank goodness he and I can talk about those things, because I know it's very tough on him. It's his first Christmas without her for like 20 some years. That's a long time, man.
Yeah.
You lose someone close to you, a relationship ends. How do you deal with that? You better have a good, strong support group. I was just talking to, you know, Heather before I came back here about her daughter, some things that were going on with her, younger, of course, but it's the wrong time of year for bad things to be happening to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just recently got cut from one job, and it has a different impact on everyone, how you take these losses. But the holiday blues, man, study by the National Alliance on Mental Illness found that 64% of people with mental illness report holidays make their conditions worse. And I would actually file that under no shit, Dick Tracy. I mean, and for men, these feelings can be intensified by the reluctance to express emotional struggles.
Mm-hmm.
We get together, we express emotional struggles.
Yeah, we did before here. You really brought the room down.
I didn't mean to.
I tried to bring it back up.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did.
Here we are. Even Grace is not in her head.
Shut up. So, but I mean, you take all this and you add it up, and it's just a big old storm of sad, if you allow it to be.
Yeah, and the holidays is supposed to be, especially Christmas, it's supposed to be a day of happiness.
Yes.
Or not even a day, more of a month.
Yeah.
It's almost more of from Thanksgiving to Christmas is supposed to be the happiest times of the year because you're with family and friends. But then you have, at the same time, you start, you start seeing all these struggles start popping up.
Yeah. I had actually witnessed a family member of mine, I'm not going to name who, I noticed on Facebook, posted, "I hate Christmas."
Mm-hmm.
So you know that individual, without any deeper context, is being impacted or affected by all the stressors attached to this holiday season. I think a lot of it has to do with we believe we have to make everyone happy.
I've heard that a bunch of times.
We have to keep everyone happy, and then we don't want any conflict during the holidays. We don't want to upset anyone. We don't want to trigger anything. And on top of that, you couple that in with worrying about the gifts and worrying about, did I do the right thing? And, and you know, especially if you're one of these folks that have been affected financially by the holidays or anything going on, you're struggling to insure because you don't want to not get someone something, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough on people. And I think that this time of year, especially with men, because we are so... well, we just don't want to express it. We'll hold on to it, hang on to it. We'll share with people we trust, like I shared with you when you got here. But you still got to barrel through it.
Mm.
What are you going to do? Lay down and do nothing, which only makes it worse.
Just curl up in a ball and go to sleep.
Yeah, suck your thumb. Yeah. Go into the fetal position. But that's
just make sure you're doing it by the fireplace.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not an option. Think about it though. So I mean, how do men, you know, and it says, you know, I was looking at my own notes. Society often expects men to be pillars of strength, inadvertently discouraging them from showing vulnerability, which is a most misunderstood term anymore, but we have another show for that. This notion, deeply rooted in traditional masculinity norms, can be detrimental. And I like this. A report from the Movember Foundation highlights that how these societal norms contribute to men's mental health issues. And the Anxiety and Depression Association, goodness gracious, there's so many places that keeps up with this, of America, states that nearly 1 in 10 men experience depression or anxiety, but less than half seek treatment. So society's views of men's mental health create stigmas. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
And now you, once again, here we are at the holidays, and we go back to, all right, we got to keep it together. We got to take care of families. We got to make sure the kids have the right toys. Someone's not disappointed. Someone's not being made to feel left out, you know. So I know that today, and I know all the pressures I've got, I'm just going to use it from my standpoint, all the pressures this time of year trying to navigate through all I need to do, plus year end stuff I've got to do, financials, everything else to ensure that the Internal Revenue Service doesn't come take everything I own, you know, make sure taxes are filed right, everything's done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a tremendous amount of stress on professionals. So you imagine, and it's just a layer cake of it. It's just one thing right after the next, if you allow it to be. Now, my wife and I this year agreed that we were not going to participate in all that. We had enough stress. We had enough things going on. And so this year we just determined that, which is, she actually made me stand in the kitchen last night and swear to this. She says, you always say you're not going to do anything. Then I wake up Christmas morning, there's like 80 packages under the tree. This year we've agreed to just do a trip somewhere together, enjoy some time. We're taking the stress off of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to order everything off Amazon because half of it's not going to fit or get here in time. And
of course, she's going to see it.
Exactly. And I'm not going to go out and navigate this mess out here.
This hellhole.
Yes. Or fight my way through these crowds.
Yeah.
Which is just absurd anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do all that because that just stresses me even more. So I think what we're doing this year aligns more with what we're trying to achieve with our own well-being and mental health and support for one another. We just said, hey man, take a little bit of a break from it. Just go on a nice trip somewhere and experience something together. We just remove the pressure from one another. I think that's a big deal. You made a comment it's the ability to, you said it in the beginning.
Compromise.
Yes. And we're compromising. We understand that that's huge. And so when you said that, I was like, wow, that's so true. Because
mm-hmm.
now that took an extra layer. And whenever we decided to stay in town, I think that was a part of a compromise. We're trying to make it as least stressful on everyone around us as much as ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing too, that we don't ever think about is even when it comes to traveling wise, you always want to sit there and go, well, I want to go see this person. I want to go see that person. Maybe you don't have the finances to go do that this year. So the best thing that you can do is at least give them maybe a phone call.
Yeah.
A call. Or even a FaceTime them or whatever that you can do to just say hello, Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or whatever you want to say.
I used to work with a girl, and this is no exaggeration, and every year, well, I say girl, lady, woman, she every year would go out. She would buy everyone she knew, and she would really go out. Man, she was buying for everyone. If she knew you for a week, you were getting a gift. And she told me one time, she said, and then we'll forget, we got to this time of year. And she said, well, here I go again. I just got through paying off last Christmas.
Mm.
That's nuts, man. I mean, and I've always had a rule around our household that if we can't afford to pay cash for it, we don't need it. Mm. And, you know, that's what we do. And, but think about taking on debt. Think about all those things. And you couple that with, you know, these layoffs that have been going on. We hear more about them every day. And, you know, I just don't find any pleasure in that, knowing that I have to pay for something all year long. And I think people are quite happy sometimes with just an expression of how important they are to you.
Mm-hmm. You know, a sense of gratitude.
That's it, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You and I haven't been around in a while because you've been traveling the globe with your lady. I appreciate that.
That were, you know, when you talk about that, just a sense of gratitude, that reminds me of a quote that I had found by the wonderful, famous lead singer from the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl. He says, "Be someone's light when they are hopeless."
I like that. I like that.
You never know what, like, we've talked about in the very beginning of our creation of this podcast is, never know what anybody's going through.
Right, exactly.
So always have a sense of gratitude towards them, no matter what.
Well, you're
no handsome. Matter what they look like as well.
That's right, and that's why I don't hold anything against you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I did to you because you look like a journalist.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that,
Drew. From the early 1900s.
Do I now? Well, that might not be a bad thing, yeah. But you know, but. I'll take that as a compliment from you. That's what I'll do.
You look mighty fine, sir.
Do I now? Thank you. And so do you. Quite sexy in your Pittsburgh Steelers
That's right. hoodie.
So we're talking about, you know, managing stress. I guess the only way you could get there is to understand that stress, you've got to manage it somehow. Mm. Drinking it away isn't an option and not a good idea.
It could be, but don't.
Try, you know, but it doesn't really work.
I don't really try not to drink all the time, but you know, sometimes it helps out to go, like you do with James for lunch. It helps out a lot to just go hang out with your friends. I try to do my best to go and hang out with my buddies as best as I can, even though I kind of don't do it more than half the time. I've kind of slacked back on it. So I've been trying to get everything done and trying to do what Charlotte needs to get done and whatnot, and take care of my dog and make sure that she's healthy and whatnot. So, oh yeah.
Well, you know, do you feel like that this time of year that you're kind of expected to you know, to really kind of step it up even more and perform more? So in that sake of showing gratitude, a lot of people just see that as in gift giving,
mm-hmm.
which adds a layer of stress onto it. Like I said earlier, you're one of the easiest people in the world to buy for. I know what you want. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick it up tonight. And, you know, but a lot of people aren't like that. And you feel like maybe that you need to also impress.
Right.
Can't go cheap.
Yeah, you feel like you need to get a big gift of some sort, something to really outdo yourself.
Right, right.
But you also have to think about, if you can't do it, then don't worry about it. Just getting something that would, maybe something that they could use, or something that would give a memory in the future. Something they can look back on.
I'm very blessed. Your relationship with your lady is pretty easy going. I mean,
give or take.
She doesn't have high expectations though of gifting, does she?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a blessing.
It is.
My wife is like, I'm happy if we're just together somewhere and having a good time. It doesn't have to be a Rolex, it just whatever we're doing.
It doesn't have to be a brand new truck.
It could be.
Oh, well.
It could be.
I mean, star, step it up.
Kind of owed one, you know what I mean? She says I am, but I don't believe I am. But you know, setting realistic expectations,
mm-hmm.
communicating, not just assuming, asking. Like last night we had the conversation because she said, now promise me you're not doing this. And then, you know, she says, I know you. But we talked because it's not the fact that we can't afford to do it. It's the fact that right now, neither one of us feel like shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to put it that way. We've got just so many things going on. We just don't feel like dealing with it, man.
Yeah.
And it's just aggravation. We love the hell out of each other, and, you know, during the year, we pretty much are lucky enough to, you know, if we want something, it's within reason, we get it. But the holidays just ought to us be more about being with those you love and enjoying their presence.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be about just presence, but you just being there. And I think that's pretty cool that both of us share that. Grace, do you share that with your man? What I just said, woman. So y'all don't have high expectations. Grace is really asleep over here in the corner. What we don't have, like, you don't have high expectations of major gifts from one another in the holidays.
Yeah, we don't have that.
That's good. That's good. Takes a lot of stress off, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. My mom's the opposite. She likes to do it. One kid a year gets something extravagant.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure why, but that's her Well, it used to be. I don't know if it is anymore. We're getting older, so.
You're not a kid anymore.
I feel like a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I can be, but I'm not, because I wake up in the morning with back pains and don't want to get out of bed.
Things aren't working. Well, I told you my story of having to be helped into the Sacred Heart last night by a woman that's probably 25 years older than me because my knee gave out on the top step.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Go walk more.
I don't know what to do with it. Walk more, I'd have to get my knees replaced.
I've heard stretches work really well.
I've been stretching like a maniac. And I get up in the middle of the day because I'm behind a desk so much. And I'll get up and stretch and also do at least 20 push-ups each time I get up. Because I'm so scared I'm going to get that also thing going on to where someone may mistake me for not a man anymore, if you know what I mean.
Maybe try Pilates.
I'm all right on that one. I don't know. I tried that one time before, actually, with Star. That's some odd stuff. Loneliness. Mm-hmm. When I was doing research on this, I kept seeing loneliness come up.
Yes.
Loneliness is a big deal this time of year.
It is. And that's where we were talking about with James.
Yes. And then we also reminisce as well. Everyone, I don't know about you, but just my story is pretty simple. I lost my real mother. She died when I was 20, and I buried her on Christmas Eve in the middle of a cold, cold, bitter rain in East Tennessee. And, you know, I could look at this time of year as a very negative, but I don't. But those things do haunt people. They come back to people. You'll start seeing all these posts on Facebook. You'll start seeing people, about their mother or their father or their loved one. The holidays brings that to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
This person's no longer around. You start ruminating on past happiness, times with that individual. And that's got to be tough. And then, you know, I'm glad with James, he's going to go home and be around his family. Because if he wasn't going to do that, I would, of course, have him over with us. You want to be there for your friends, especially those that have suffered some type of loss, especially this time of year.
Yeah,
it might be coming out of a relationship or anything else. If you're around someone a long time, getting away from them, even if it wasn't the best relationship, it's still tough.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, you know, I noticed a lot of people it'll start impacting them. And I think that, you know, as you and I have talked and we've mentioned plenty of times, you know, that's why as men, we need to talk about it more. We need a bro we can express ourselves to, that you can say what's going on and what's bothering you and get it off your chest, for one thing. Somebody that will listen without judgment and is supportive.
Yeah, that takes me back to a few weeks ago, a buddy of mine. We were all of us guys were kind of out sitting around, we were drinking over at Doc's Portside. It's a good place. If you're in Augusta, go check it out. I got up and I left. It was time for me to go home. And he texted me and said, "Hey man, I just noticed that you were kind of down. Everything seemed to be okay. I saw you, you know, you were kind of distant. You seem to be a little more distant lately." And I said, "Yeah," I said, "I'm good." I said, "I'm just struggling a little bit financially and just having the normal struggles that we all do every single day." And he turned around and said, "Hey man, if you ever want to talk or just go out and grab a beer and we just bullshit, let's go do it."
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things in the world. Just having people you can be around with that have no expectations. You know, you don't have to go out and drop $1,000 to have a good time. You go somewhere and just sit around, shoot shit, tell each other fish tales, tall tales, what they call them. And, you know, I mean, just enjoy yourself, but get it off your chest and then be around people that actually care. That's tough nowadays. But once again, we go back to you and I are a little different. And that's why we started this podcast, actually, because we were actually worried about one another's mental health and well-being. And we had seen it happen in so many other men. We got together and we said, "Hey, maybe we can make a difference here." I believe we do. I believe we can. I have people comment on it. But the stigma and the stereotypical male of being, you know, Atlas, the world on his shoulders, doesn't really hold true anymore. It's no longer feasible in today's society. I mean, I really find that to be true. More men are suffering now. We talked about it numerous times. I've seen too many men, you know, not only suffer from depression, but then also move on to, you know, suicide. And it's just awful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And also guys my age, are dropping dead like flies anymore, man. I mean, just dropping.
Yeah.
Heart attacks, all types of things. That's stress-induced, I believe. Mm-hmm. A lot of it. Not all of it, but of course. But I think that now, this time of year, you really hit on something. It's not only a time of year to address these things, but then bring back the true joy of what the whole season is about.
Right.
It's about family. It's about people you care about. It's about, and if you really want to be honest about it, it's a good time of year to reassess who you are. I mean, that's what we did this morning in a morning meeting here at the company, is we're assessing the year we're in, because we don't want to carry the year forward. We want to improve going forward. And I think that's a good way for individuals to do as well.
Yeah. Just
stop and reassess.
Oh, yeah.
Am I in the right place? Am I with the right person? Is this serving me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, making me happier? Or is it just adding a load of crap to my plate every day?
Yeah, a load of more stress.
Exactly. And I think that as we move forward, we talked about having some friends in. We're going to be doing it. And we just invested in some stuff. We'll have more microphones, and we're going to do all types of things. But I know being away from this, doing this today helps me. Being away from this is a very, it's therapeutic. You know, talking to you earlier was therapeutic. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and I hope everyone out there has a friendship like Russell and I share, and you know, where you can be absent, and as Russell and his lady has traveled the world this summer, and
I wish
being in exotic locations and I think you're on vacation every week. I look at you, but
well, that, and it seemed like everybody was getting married before Thanksgiving.
What's up with that?
I had like two or three different weddings to go to. I was all right, okay, I'm getting tired. And now I'm getting tired of the Christmas parties.
Oh, wow.
But
it's tough to be you. All these parties and all these events.
I just like staying at home.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just pucker up and go with it.
Pucker up and go with it.
As long as there's food and a little bit of alcohol, then I'm fine.
Well, okay.
You know, go out there, go have a few drinks, but then have really good food. Yeah, maybe some candy or ice cream on the side.
Look at you. Well, I don't think I've ever seen you go to anything and you not really enjoy it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I know that this year's been tough on a lot of people, just for a lot of different reasons. And everyone struggles, and everyone has a story. Everyone has a reminisce. They reminisce on something that is, you know, maybe was really good, then turned really bad, or they were with someone they really loved, and that person's no longer with them. I strongly encourage you to do one or two things. Either build yourself a hell of a support system around you of people that are mature enough to have the conversation. There's years between you and I, but you're mature enough to me that we have those conversations and we actually help one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case for a lot of people.
Even though there's like a 30-year difference.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Oh, no, not that. What are you, like 18 now?
Shit. I wish.
So, but James and I
wish.
James and I, yeah, I do wish. James and I spoke about it, actually. And, you know, he made the comment, who do you talk to? Mm. I mean, you know, he and I talk, but he says, you're the only guy I talk to about this. You imagine there's a lot of people out there have no one. So if you don't have that person and you can't put, you know, it's kind of difficult, you know, to put them all together right away. Get yourself some help. Don't be afraid to go get some therapy, man. I mean, go talk to someone about it. You know, I think that's really critical. But when you're holding it all in and you're not doing anything about it, you're just, well, you're headed for a heart attack, or you're headed for something else you don't want.
Or eventually you're just going to absolutely blow up and take a sledgehammer to a wall.
That's right. And did you see him come in with a sledgehammer, Craig? Okay, good. All right. All right.
May or may not be one in the car. Wait,
what? No, don't let him go to the car, Grace. Lock the doors. All right. I think that I don't know if there's much more we can do here besides talk about what the problems are, make some good suggestions.
Maybe try a new hobby.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Maybe even write a book. You know, Mike is working on 1,700 books over here.
Well, you know, I'll get them done at some point.
Even Grace is like, yeah, rolling her eyes. She's like, yeah, he just never stops writing. And
I never stop rewriting.
On top of the writing the books, he has 500 other projects at the same time.
Well, man's got to stay busy, right?
It's no wonder why you don't have time for anything.
Well, you got to also be out of your head sometimes, too. You got to, you know, I found out a long time ago that if I'm doing things that are creative, that's my drug, honestly. If I'm writing the book or I'm writing the doing the things that we do, that's my drug.
Explains the white hair.
It does a lot. And very little hair on top. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not like you, you know. Looks like Leif Garrett and Chewbacca had a baby. But
boy. That's rough.
That is rough. But you know, we have a really good relationship and I'm very thankful for it. And we're going to be talking a lot more about this, especially, and we're going to get James in because he wants to be here, and you'll get to hear his story. And if any of y'all have anything that you'd like to share with us, we encourage you to do it. I think other than that, with through the website and the things that we're trying to do, we're trying to make it as man-friendly as possible, understanding that, you know, and I truly believe this, men are the backbone of society. Women are certainly contributors. But at the end of the day, and I say this with no problem saying it, men have to step up and we're held more accountable. That's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. It's whether it sounds right or not, that's the reality. We're held more accountable. We're not given as many breaks. We're not shown as much compassion as a lot of other, you know, as women are, or any other, whatever. I don't know how many sexes there are out there right now, but I can tell you that men will struggle with it quite a bit because we are held more accountable. Mm-hmm. And we hold ourselves more accountable.
I do, yes.
Or we
yes.
should. And if you're not, shame on you because you're a dude and you better be doing it.
We beat up on ourselves a whole heck of a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We hold ourselves more accountable and we want to be better. But to do that, the only way we can do that is to round all this out. Grind the rough edges off of it.
Mm-hmm.
The old saying, you know, pressure makes diamonds is correct. A good... or stress, there's such a thing as eustress, which is good stress, which you need a lot of. You need some to keep yourself on the path, but too much stress just overwhelms you and puts you into a downward spiral. So learn those differences and learn how to look up those terms and understand where you are. Also, what your boundaries are, what you're capable of doing, where you feel too stretched, where you feel, you know, the anxiety kicks in or whatever else kicks in. That's your limit, man. Don't run, you know, don't run with your chain on longer than that. Mm. You're going to get choked. So that's all I really need to add to all this. Russell, what you want to add on the...
I think you nailed it all out. I think you've pretty much hit it on the hammer.
Well, I hope
pretty, so. Pretty perfect there, but it is Christmas, and I don't know if we'll get around to doing another episode before Christmas. So if we don't get a chance to, let everybody know from here at Brothers in Balance... Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever else you want to add to it.
Yeah, I can't keep up with all of
them. That's too many.
No offense.
And we do have the new year coming in too, so let's all make some correct and happy choices. Let's try and keep it as stress-free as possible, and if you can't, it's okay. We're all there with you guys. Give a chance to go check out our website. There's plenty of things that you go over there and buy, and you can always email us and let us know what you want us to talk about, or if there's something that maybe you want to add or something that you would like for us to bring up, we can. Other than that, y'all have a wonderful night, and from Mike Frazier and I, Russell Sable, here at Brothers in Balance, good night, everyone.
Good night, and Merry Christmas.
This episode of Scullagan is sponsored by Work Plus Brain, a research, analytics, and consulting firm established to share analysis, intelligence, and expert points of view on the future of work. The future of work is cerebral. Increase revenue, work less, or get you or your organization in the right frame of mind. Whatever your ambition, our evidence-based coaching and solutions will help you achieve those results or realize your biggest, boldest goals. For more information, please visit their website at work.plusbrain.com.